Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote artists, businesses, and nonprofits. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Jody McDonald with us from Nature's Way Holistic Health. Hey, Jody, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
So I want to talk about acupressure because I've never even heard that term. So let's talk a little bit about it. Why don't we start at the beginning? What is it?
Okay, so acupressure is pretty much like acupuncture. A lot of people out there know about acupuncture. They'll call places and say, do you do acupuncture? A lot of holistic places don't, and they're out on their own. But what acupressure is, it's an ancient art of healing that uses the fingers instead of needles to gradually press key healing points along the body. So if you, let's say you're having, you know, issues with, you know, pain, there's key issues or key points on your body that you can press to relieve that pain.
That sounds like a really cool concept because, unfortunately, there are a lot of people, when you talk about, you know, using needles, like, I'm good, they just kind of shut down right away. So This seems to be a good alternative, correct?
Correct.
So walk me through a little bit more about how it works and what the benefits are then.
Okay, so basically what it feels like for an acupuncture, again, for it's not needle, so it's pressure. And you can have light pressure, medium pressure, or deep pressure, depending upon the client that comes in or the person that's looking for it. So when applying that pressure, you know, to a point that's related to, you know, let's say it's a stress point, you know, or a spasm the muscle is having. So you'll have what feels like, they say what hurts so good, that term hurts so good. You want that type of pressure on there. And how it works is it produces higher levels of important biochemicals. So it increases blood flow, even in the deepest part of the body tissues.
So talk to me about some of the benefits then. Why would people seek this out?
People would seek it out for one, people that are afraid of needles. It benefits people in ways that, you know, you wouldn't even think of. So some of the benefits would be somebody under stress, people with arthritis and pain, could be respiratory issues, colds, things like, you know, even reproductive issues, you know, for men and women. Again, pain, spasms, swelling, heart issues. So it really benefits a lot of different things for people.
So then how long is a typical session then?
It's usually generally an hour. You don't want more than an hour because you're opening up what they call chi channels or meridian flows. Meridians are like the rivers in your body, in the energy system in your body. So you're opening these channels. So a lot of times if you go over an hour, there's a massive amount of energy that can be released. And sometimes it's a good thing. And again, if you go over an hour, it could be a bad thing. Like they may have, you know, some sort of side effects, like, you know, they may catch a cold or they may have a little bit of pain afterwards or something like that. So you try and keep it about an hour. And the effects actually last a couple of days. So if you give somebody a treatment, those effects can last a few days. So you tell them, you know, drink plenty of water, you know, see if there are any signs, if you're feeling any different, if the pain is better, you know, you may feel more energetic, you may feel happier, you know, changes in mood and things like that.
So what does it feel like? What should people expect?
It more or less feels like if nothing else, it's a complete relaxation type therapy, you know, if that's all you get. So basically somebody will come in, you lie them down on a table, they can sit up in a chair if they have hard time lying down, and you press these key points. You know, again, if it's somebody who's very sensitive or in a lot of pain in a certain place, you want a very light touch. And in certain places of the body, you do want a light touch. Places like, you know, underneath the chin, that area, that is a point that people will use, and you can't really press deep on that point. Other points as well, you know, people that are pregnant, you got to be really, really careful about. We don't recommend acupressure for pregnant people until after they give birth, just because some of the points will actually cause the uterus to contract.
So now let's switch it up. Let's talk a little bit about EFT. What is that?
Okay, so EFT is also known as tapping. It's emotional freedom technique. So it is similar to acupressure, and it focuses on certain points, mainly on the upper part of the body. There is a dialogue that people will use, so we have to find out why you have come, why you're there. And I can give you an example. Say somebody comes in that is so full of stress, they've had such a bad day, they can't really deal with the day anymore, they don't want to go home. You have them come in, talk to them, obviously, we'll find out what the dialogue would be, and then talk to them, show them where these points would be. So one point would be at the very top of the head, at the corner of the top of the eye, on the corner on the side of the eye, the orbital part at the bottom of the eye, the place right underneath your nose, between your nose and your mouth, your chin, and right at your collarbone. And those points we go through and we tap them 5 to 10 times. And we go through this dialogue. You know, let's just say, I am stressed, but I deeply and completely love myself. And then you keep going, you know, 5 or 10 times, and then you have them take a deep breath and then see how they feel. A majority of the time you have to repeat that sequence, you know, 2 or 3 times, and then pretty much they calm down after that.
So what are some of the benefits of this then?
Okay, so the benefits of EFT, so it can eliminate allergies, food cravings, but mostly physical and emotional symptoms and harmful beliefs. So basically what EFT does, because, again, the E is for emotional, so it's for big emotional issues, things like depression, things like phobias and fears, anxieties, if they've been through a trauma, no matter if it's an accident or an abuse or anything like that. Anger, it's good for depression, people with low self-esteem, you know, and many other uncomfortable type of emotions. It can also help with blockages as well. So people that want to quit smoking, tapping is good for that. People that want to block or figure out if they have any blockages where, you know, finances or abundance or anything like that comes from, it works with that as well.
So how long is a typical session then?
Given the type of reason they're coming in, a typical session could be between an hour to an hour and a half. People that just want to come in, weekly, monthly, you know, just to try and relieve some of the stress and anxieties in their life, you know, about an hour. But somebody who comes in crisis, it's usually about an hour to an hour and a half.
So now, Jody, where are you located?
I am located in Dracut, just off of Lakeview Ave. I have one little room, but there is an abundance of modalities where I am.
So how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Okay, so people can reach out to me either via my website, which is natureswayholistichealth.com. They can call or text at 978-476-1184. They can also email me at natureswayholistichealth.com.
Jody, I appreciate you taking time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Thanks. Bye now.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.